This is John G. This is the Through and Out podcast, episode number 9, first episode of the new year. Joined always by my buddy Chris Durham, or Moneymaker Chris, I should say. Sorry, I couldn't realize that there, buddy.
It's all good. No worries. No worries. Happy New Year to everybody out there.
Definitely a Happy New Year. Did you, starting off the show with anyone who's in sports, the sad news about the passing of David Stern at the age of 77. It does have to do with basketball, but he was a big guy in the sports world. I know Roger Goodell wrote a statement about it, but David Stern passed away at 77 years old.
Yeah, I heard about that. I was talking about that actually earlier today with Jay, man. It's so sad, man. I know he had been in the hospital for a while. He had some type of brain, something with his brain that was going on.
He had brain hemorrhage, apparently.
Brain hemorrhage,
Sudden brain hemorrhage.
Brain hemorrhage, man. That's unfortunate, man. Like I said, he was a big part of the NBA being what it is today, man. And it's so sad. That's a huge loss for the NBA, man. You know, rest in peace, especially around this time. You know, rest in peace to him, man.
Definitely. Prayers and condolences to the Stern family as well.
Definitely. Oh, most definitely.
So, as you and me were talking about just before we went on the air, a lot of big news, some moves and things going on. One of the big moves, and you and me had discussed it when it happened, was Ron Rivera getting a new team.
Yeah, he's coming. He got fired from Carolina, toward the end of the season. Now he's going to be joining my Redskins, man. I'm very excited for this, man. I mean, I think he's going to bring something special to the table. He's got a defensive mind. I think he's going to really help that defense. He's going to bring some discipline, much-needed discipline to this team. And I'm looking forward to, seeing what he does. But us as fans, us Redskins fans, we have to be patient. We got to give him time to come in here, get the players and stuff in here that he needs to, get the, his coaching staff together. There's going to be some changes up in the front office and everything. It's going to be a process. But I'm looking forward to seeing what he brings to the table.
I mean, I'm hoping he brings a lot to the table just because I want to see y'all's Redskins actually do something.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, like I said, the city needs it, man. I mean, we've seen the Nationals do their thing. We've seen the Capitals do their thing. We've seen the Mystics do their thing. Now it's time for the Redskins to step up to the plate and do something.
Stop all these fans from drinking, man.
Exactly. Exactly, man. Exactly. Most definitely, man.
I've definitely heard he's trying to make some moves. And from what I heard, he's definitely trying to bring in a new defensive coordinator.
Yeah, he brought in Del Rio, Jack Del Rio. He's going to be the defensive coordinator.
And Del Rio runs a 3-4, doesn't he?
He does.
Or a 4, no.
No, 4-3. He runs the 4-3. They're going to...
I definitely think that would help y'all's defense because I think y'all are more... Me and my cousin were discussing this, and we were talking about... I think y'all are more designed defensively for a 4-3.
Mm-hmm.
So I think your defense will definitely be better with that move.
Oh, most definitely. That's definitely going to benefit, the talent that we have. We're definitely going to benefit because, that 3-4, we've been running that for the past, several years. And I think a 4-3 is definitely going to fit us better, system-wise, I feel.
My whole thing is do you think this, because I believe the Redskins also got rid of their GM as well, right?
Yeah, they got rid of Bruce Allen. He's gone, too.
My whole thing is do you think this is Snyder putting the blame on everyone else but himself? Like, do you think these fixes are going to fix that organization with Snyder still in the driver's seat?
I mean, it's definitely a start because obviously I know a lot of people, are very critical of Snyder. He's not going anywhere. We're going to have to win despite of him. And he's not going anywhere. Everybody said, get rid of Snyder. So that's not going to happen. Yeah. Getting rid of Bruce Allen, that was probably one of the best, biggest things you could do to, shift the culture there at Redskins Park. Because he was saying himself after Gruden got fired, oh yeah, the culture here is good. No, it's not. Culture's been bad there for years, man. So, I mean, I can't believe he actually had the nerve to sit up there and say that, man. But I think this is something that's definitely gonna, kind of help shift us in the right direction. But like I say, it's gonna be a process. It's gonna take time. It's not something that's gonna happen overnight. But I think this was definitely, I think us going 3-13 was probably one of the best things that could have happened to us. Because if we'd had a win season and made the playoffs or something, Gruden probably would still be there. Bruce Allen would still be there. So us, having a losing record this season, that was like a wake-up call to Stein. It's like, oh man, I got to do something here. And then all the ticket sales, a lot of fans from other teams taking over the stadium and everything, like during some of the games this year, I think that's the wake up call to him, like, oh man, I gotta, you know, make a change here. So we'll see what happens.
I mean, it's definitely a process, but yeah, I had a customer here today while I've been at work, and then we're talking about the Redskins fan base, and you can agree with this being a Redskins fan. That is probably one of the most diehard, loyal fan bases I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, it is. Without question, man, win, lose, or draw, man, that's one of the most loyal fan bases in all of sports, not just football.
And it looks like we got some breaking news coming out of Bleacher Report. Alabama star quarterback says he will announce his NFL draft decision on January 6th. So Tua Tagovailoa will make his decision about the NFL draft on the 6th. That will be interesting.
With the injury and everything, too. That's going to be very interesting to see, you know, how that plays.
Now, do you think that's going to hinder his pick? Where he goes?
I think it will depend on how he recovers for that. I think that's definitely going to drop him. Because, like I said, if he hadn't gotten hurt, he'd probably easily been the number one pick. With that injury, he's definitely going to drop. Somebody will definitely, you know, take a chance on him. But he probably will go maybe late first round. I don't think he'll drop all the way to the second round, but I think he might go late first round probably, instead of like being like one of the top like 5 or 10 picks.
You see him dropping maybe.
I see him dropping
like late 20s maybe,
something like that. I don't see him being like, you know, in the top half of the draft. He might drop. It might be a whole you know, he wasn't injured, but it might be an Aaron Rodgers thing again. You know, where he kind of dropped in the draft. It might be another situation like that again.
So I was talking about the draft for a little bit. We'll get on to some other news about and players and coaches and things like that, and hirings and firings. But one thing, since we are talking about the draft and that news did pop up, your boys got a pretty high pick in the NFL draft.
We got the number two pick.
Where do you see them going?
I think they're going to go Chase Young, because the Bengals are number one. I think they're going to definitely go quarterback. The Bengals definitely need a quarterback, because I think Andy Dalton's time there is done. So they're going to get that. What's the guy? Boa, the guy from LSU? I think they might go go after him and get a quarterback. And then number two, I think we're going to go with Ohio State, Chase Young. I think they're going to take him. He could definitely help that defense.
I think that's what my cousin was talking about. Statistically and everything, he is the best player in the draft.
That's what I've heard. I'm not a huge like college football fan, but I do follow some things. But they said this guy is like a top, you know, he's right up there. And even Luke Haskins saying, you know, hey, you know, because he obviously played with him last season.
You know,
we need to draft this guy. You know, they asked him, what should he do with the number two pick? And he said, Chase Young. Just simple as that. He just said, Chase Young. So, I mean, to add to what we have with Payne and Allen and the other guys we have on the defense, Montez Sweat, I think he would be a great addition. And then we got some, like I said, with Jack Del Rio coming in, you know, running that 4-3 defense, man. Our defense could be something, you know, something serious next year.
Now, do you see Trent Williams actually playing this coming season?
That's going to be very, very interesting, because his biggest issue with him was with Bruce Allen. Like I said, when he had that whole press conference and everything, he didn't have too much nice to say about Bruce Allen, but he didn't have too many critical comments to say about Snyder. He was kind of, you know, nice about, you know, how Snyder had been treating him, you know, since he had been there with the organization. That's going to be a very interesting thing, because they also got rid of some of the medical staff as well.
So, which is what also he had the problem with as well,
problem with
right?
them too. So could they convince him to say, hey, you know, Bruce Allen's out of here, the medical staff's out of here, you know, this is a new regime here. Could they get him to go? Because that would be huge.
We got rid of your problems, your complaints. Like, exactly. Hey, step exactly. on the field now.
That's going to be a very interesting thing. I say it's, you know, I'd say it's 50-50, but I think it's probably a better chance than what it was beforehand, like at the end of the season, before all this, you know, all these moves happened. Yeah, so it's a possibility. It's definitely a possibility. But I thought they would definitely would trade him. I think it's a possibility Rivera and them could get him to stay. So we'll see.
You think they'll get... I mean, y'all did lock him in for a little bit, so I mean, it's
still got a couple of years left on his contract, so, you know, he's still, you know, tied to the team, so they wouldn't have to, you know, necessarily, you know, do anything, like, you know, restructure his contract or anything like that. He's definitely signed on with us, so we'll see. If they can just convince him to say, hey, you know, we got rid of the problems that you had with the team, so let's, you know, let's start fresh here. So, let's see.
I think that's really going to be the true test of if he's there for y'all or if he's just there kind of like for himself.
Exactly. That's going to be the ultimate test, I feel. So, like I said, that's going to be another thing. The Reds are going to have a very interesting offseason, you know, with that situation, the draft and everything, new coach, new regime. It's going to be very interesting.
I mean, I definitely agree. I want to see what that organization does do with Rivera, who basically, and me and my cousin were talking about it, Rivera is one of those coaches, he does not take any crap.
No, he's a
from upper brass, from players, from anybody, he doesn't take crap. So
and that's what we've needed here for a long time. The total opposite of what Jay Gruden was, man.
And I think that's part of the reason, like, you look at, you know, y'all had Joe Gibbs at one point, and it's like, Joe Gibbs was one of those same guys, you know, he didn't take any bull crap, and
no,
I think
not at all.
Maybe Snyder at one point maybe got tired of that, going, yeah, because he didn't want anybody being, you know, I'm this, and I'm that, and, you know, people right. going, well, you know, and that's why, you know, my whole thing of, like, yeah, getting rid of Bruce Allen, bringing in Ron Rivera, it's like, stuff like that. It's the same thing with any organization. Yeah, if you have an owner that's not willing to put out the money, willing to put out things to go get certain players to do this, that, and the other, the organization's not going to work. It's not going to thrive. But I think with Rivera, Rivera's one of those guys going, you know what, hey, you want this team to be good? This is what I need. Give it to me.
Exactly. And I don't think he would have came here if he felt like he wouldn't be able to make an impact here. If the EA was, you know, saying like, hey, you know, we're going to restrict you on this, that, and the third. I don't think he would have came here if he knew he couldn't be successful and he couldn't win here.
Especially on a 5-year deal.
Yeah, that's a long time to be with a team. So he must have a very, you know, confidence in this organization. Had a good meeting with Snyder, feeling like, hey, you know, we can come in here and, you know, get the pieces in here that I need to, you know, turn this thing around. Because like I say, he'll be a hero in this town. If he can get this team to win, get this team in the playoffs, man, he'll be a hero in this town, man.
Yeah, he'll definitely be a hero, man. Especially
without question, man.
Let's see what else we got here, man. Oh, I know I wasn't the only one cheering for the Dolphins when the Patriots were playing them. I know I wasn't the only one.
Oh, no. I'm telling you, man. Fitz magic, man. I don't know what it is, man. Fitz magic, man.
He's beaten the Patriots both times he's played them. And yes. I think what they said, he's beaten the Patriots every time he's played them on a division rival, is also a stat I heard.
Yeah, I heard that too. Like each team, like that's crazy, man. That's unbelievable.
Like it's y'all got something with like he sprinkles some magic fairy dust or something, bro. When he's playing.
I don't know what he is. I don't know if he's like necessarily a long term answer for a team, but in a short, you know, cycle, he can get things done, man. The guy can play. He's not a scrub. He can play.
He's definitely not a long-term. He's definitely, I mean, if you're looking at certain guys out there, he's definitely not a, you know, 100% guaranteed, oh, I'm going to start him over certain guys. Uh-huh. But, you know, in that, you know, if you need a solid backup, I think he's a solid backup.
Oh, yeah, he's a guy that can come in, like, say your starter goes down, he can, you know, he can win some games for you. He can rally the troops and get some get victories for you.
Definitely. Like, I mean, you know, it's definitely a good thing, but we could possibly see a playoff without the New England Patriots. But here's the question: do you see them losing to Tennessee?
You know, I've been working on my picks. You know, I do my picks for my blog, Football and Friends. I'm calling for the upset, man. I think the Titans will beat them. I don't know what it is since they put Ryan Tannehill in there. They've been rolling.
They've been on fire.
I don't know what it is, man. He's been, you know, this is not the Ryan Tannehill we saw in Miami. This is a
definitely not. No.
This is a totally different quarterback. And Derrick Henry, one of the most underrated backs in the league. That dude is a beast out there running the football. I think he ended up taking the rushing title this year too. So that
he actually did from what I saw. He got the rushing championship title on NFL Network. They tweeted out he got a total of 1,540 rushing yards.
Wow.
So, I mean, he definitely took the title. I wouldn't have thought that, but, you know, I thought McCaffrey would have been up there. I don't think I see Derrick Henry winning maybe like the rushing. I don't know. I think there's an award.
I think it came down. It was coming down to him and Nick Chubb from Cleveland, but Henry ended up taking it. I was like, wow, Because I thought McCaffrey
isn't there like a isn't there like a running back of the year or something like that, or like a running back award or something like that? I don't see that going to Henry. I see that going to Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, if they have, because I think more over the long term, it was probably, you know, Christian McCaffrey, you know.
Yeah.
Because he's doing it, you know, catching too. He's catching a lot of good passes too, so.
Yeah, Derrick Henry just runs angry. That's all it is.
He's just angry out there, man. Aggressive.
One of the things you and me talked about as well, apparently there's still no meeting for Jason Garrett and the Dallas Cowboys organization. And like I said to you before we got on here, when are they just going to stop delaying the inevitable for this man?
Yeah, I mean, why keep dangling in the air like that? I mean, the guy, he's been there for like 10 years, and, you know, he hasn't done anything. They won a couple of playoff games, you know, but that's it. They haven't been to any Super Bowls. They ain't even been to NFC championship game. He just, like I said, coach clap. No matter what they do, good or bad, he just sits there, he's clapping. Good job, guys. Good job.
The clapping fool.
But I'm telling you, that's Jerry Jones' second son. It's probably, you know, killing him inside. You know, I gotta get rid of this guy. Because anybody else you bring in there, they're not going to be, you know, as reserved as he is. They're not going to sit up there and, you know, be as passive as, you know, Jason Garrett is. They're going to be, you know, they're going to have some say. They're going to, you know, they're going to be like a Bill Parcells or a Jimmy Johnson type of guy. They're not going to come in there and just let, you know, Jerry Jones just, you know, walk all over him and let him, you know, yeah, be doing all the talking and everything and have all the control. So,
and that was one thing I think situation. Parcells and the two names that you mentioned, Johnson and Parcells, those were two guys who didn't let Jerry Jones, you know, wave the money in front of them and be like, I'm the owner of this organization, you're doing what. And they were like, you're funny. You hired me for all these. They basically pulled the Gene Hackman line from the replacements. I don't know if you've ever seen that. About the replacement players. But there was basically the one guy brought in Gene Hackman. He was like a former NFL coach. And he was like, it's my team. I run it the way I am. You know, no say for you, whatever. It's my team. I do what I want. All you do is back it. And I'm like, and that's basically, that's what they need, that kind of coach. Basically. The Cowboys need that kind of coach who's going to look at their owner and go, you know what? If you're hiring me here to coach this team, then let me do it. It's my team.
Let me do my job. I'm the head coach here. Let me, you know, take control of this. You take care of stuff in the front office and everything. You sign the checks and everything. Let me be the coach here on the field. You're not the coach, Jerry Jones.
Exactly. And that's one of the things I think that, like, you know, when you mentioned Johnson and Parcells, like, those were two guys where they didn't sit there and count their money on their desk and have, you know, extra contracts or things like that in their back pocket, you know, or like, you know, referred to as, you know, Jerry's second son, like, you know, referring to Garrett. It's definitely something that they need in that organization. Jason Garrett, I mean, stop dangling like he's a, you know, mouse in front of a tiger. Just, you know, it's not nice to play with your food. If you're going to just devour him, and finish it up.
Yeah, let him go and find somebody else. Give somebody else an opportunity. But like I said, if they ended up keeping him, man, I'm telling you, like I said, as long as he's the head coach of that football team, the Cowboys will go nowhere.
And I'm
a Redskins fan, but speaking as a football fan, there's way too much talent on that football team for them to be sitting at home right now.
You're not saying that as a bias of them not going to win.
No,
you're
just saying the fact that their coaching is the problem. It's the problem. Like I said, this was a team that people picked to go to the Super Bowl, and they finished 8-8, and they're sitting at home. Didn't even make the playoffs. That's unacceptable. Yeah. Unacceptable. Yeah.
Especially with the talent you have in a guy like Ezekiel Elliott, who can put up the yards, and Dak Prescott, who can, you know, see a play happen and things like that. You know, you have too much talent, like you were saying, on that team too.
Both sides of the ball.
To be playing a Madden Super Bowl game at home, you know?
Exactly.
That's the horrible thing about it, you know, but something definitely needs to happen with that team.
Over there. They got to, or like I said, they'll continue to be 8-8 every season.
I mean, sometimes 8-8, depending on what division you're in, wins you the division. So,
that's true. Sometimes you can still get it 8-8, but still.
Yeah. One of the things also I'm seeing is Rams GM says that Gurley and Goff deserved record contracts. The way they were playing this season, I'm kind of glad they didn't get record contracts.
Yeah, because I mean, a year ago they were in the Super Bowl, and this year they didn't even make the playoffs.
To me, it would have been the Flacco situation all over again, where the Ravens sat there and was like, "Oh, you win us the Super Bowl, we'll guarantee you $125 million."
Mm-hmm.
Joe won the Super Bowl, he got his $125 million, and then we saw the real Joe Flacco.
That's right. He wasn't the same quarterback, and then you couldn't sign anybody else because you gave him all that money. You couldn't, you know, put anything really around him, and they weren't the same after that. So you got to be very careful throwing out big money contracts out there like that to people.
And I think the smarter play was they gave the big money to the right person.
Yeah, no.
Because Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. You definitely gave the money to the right person just because, I mean, that defense is still kicking. You know, they're still rocking.
Oh, yeah. They still got a very good defense.
Now, he has been exposed because you did take out Ndamukong Suh, and now you can actually see that Aaron Donald can be double teamed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I think that was the one thing is why you didn't really hear his name a lot this season is because, you know, guys were double teaming him. There was no Ndamukong Suh for
to kind of take that pressure off of him a little bit.
Yeah, two guys just sit there on the front line for the other team going, okay, who am I getting? Who am I getting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, no, never mind. Only Aaron Donald's here. Hey, mm-hmm. You and me, let's get on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That makes a huge difference. That makes a huge, huge difference.
It definitely does, man. And I agree, you know. We're going to jump around here for a little bit in the show. We'll come back to certain things, especially stuff if you find out that you want to discuss. But one of the things I'm seeing right now is the wild card games that we got coming up. Okay. And we discussed the one already, the Titans and the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
We got Buffalo, sadly, is in a wild card spot. The way they were going, I thought they'd be at least clinching something.
I thought so too, man. But it's still for them to make the playoffs. That's still a big deal for them. They had a great season.
And from what I've heard for that game, the Texans will be activating J.J. Watt.
I heard that too. That's going to definitely, you know, advantage, you know, Houston getting him back in time for the playoffs.
Definitely. We're going to see one game. I think we're going to see a kind of a little replay of a game that I think was everyone's favorites when the Mile High Miracle is pulled off. We're actually going to see the Vikings and the Saints go at it again.
Oh, yeah.
In a playoff caliber kind of game, because we got them playing in a wild card game as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's still a little some salt on the wounds from the final throw to Stephon Diggs, but
oh yeah, definitely. I'm sure it is, man. I'm sure it is.
I'm sure there's some salt on those wounds, but that to me. Out of the four games I'm looking at, that's the most interesting one I want to watch.
Yes.
I definitely want to see Vikings Saints.
Yeah, that's going to be a very, very good game. And the winner of that game, you know, whoever wins that game, they go on to play the Packers. So good luck with that.
So who do the Ravens get?
They'll get the winner of Buffalo-Houston.
Ooh. So we might have to play Buffalo. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now here's something we can predict. Who do you see making the Super Bowl?
Ooh.
I know you got the bracket laid out there somewhere in front of us. So.
Yeah, I got it right here. I definitely think the Ravens will get there. And okay. On the NFC side, I want to say San Francisco. But I kind of want to see the Saints get there. You know, they've gotten so close, you know, the last couple of years. And, you know, they've had a couple of, you know, a lot of heartbreaks in the last couple of years, too. I'd kind of like to see the Saints get there, too. So, I'm going to go Ravens-Saints.
We're going to go Ravens-Saints?
Ravens-Saints Super Bowl.
If it's Ravens-Saints and the Saints win, do you see Drew Brees leaving?
Yes. He'll go out on top of the Super Bowl. We have two Super Bowl rings on his record. He'll go out on top of the Super Bowl.
Okay. If they lose, do you see him staying?
I think so. I think he's still got like another year on his contract. I think he signed his contract, I think, last offseason. I think he's got one more year, so he might come back, you know. Especially, you know, I think he might come back if they lost. And if it's like another heartbreaking loss. Because I think he wants at least one more ring before he retires.
One more? Okay. Okay. Let's see what else we got. Okay, apparently NFL found no links between Pat's football operations video crew. So they had that whole investigation of
the, Oh, really? I hadn't heard anything more about that lately. Okay.
Yeah, the video crew was filming the Bengals, I think it was, or something like that. I mean, honestly, people can sit there and say all they want to about this organization and the dynasty and things like that. I mean, obviously, they need to cheat now if they're losing to Miami, but, you know.
Yeah, and you got to be taping the Bengals, man.
But, I mean, you know, and my uncle said it best. You know, he was on Facebook, and he said the dynasty died with the loss to the Dolphins. And I can't help but agree with him. I mean, you can't beat the Miami Dolphins. You were the once big, bad New England Patriots, Tom Brady. You can't beat basically what some people call a scrub quarterback in Ryan Fitzpatrick and a team that traded away most of their parts.
Very true.
In the season, and you can't beat them? Like, come on, y'all are the Patriots. But like I said, I was cheering for the Dolphins in that game because I'm like, I want to see y'all play Heartbreaker. I want to see y'all play Disruptor. I don't want to see the Pats in the Super Bowl or the playoffs.
Nobody wants to see that. No. I'm telling you, I think it's coming to the end of the dynasty for them. I'm telling you. Because Brady's contract is up. He probably won't be there next year. I mean, I think this is the beginning of the end for them.
I mean, he said he wants to play till he's 45.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be with New England. It's going to be with somebody else.
You don't think he'll end his, do you think, all right, so now do you think if they trade him, do you think he leaves or he retires?
I think he'll try to I think he wants to prove that he can, you know, win a Super Bowl.
He can still ball out.
He can still ball out and he can win without the quote unquote Belichick system. And I also think Belichick wants to prove that he could win without Tom Brady as well. So I think he's definitely could, you know, go elsewhere and try to finish his
career. Know Belichick can win without Brady because Belichick's been on other teams.
That's true.
He's coached other teams. You know, so we know Belichick can win without Tom Brady. The question is,
he won a Super Bowl, though. That's the thing. He went, what did he do?
Well, here's the question. We've never seen Tom Brady win without Belichick.
That's true. That's a
who do you think would hurt more in that kind of decision? If it was the two of them parting ways, who do you think would honestly hurt more, Tom Brady or Bill Belichick?
Probably Brady, because Brady, he's older now, and he's been in that system his whole career. So if he goes elsewhere, he's going to be in a new system. Plus, like I said, he's getting older now. He's not a spring chicken anymore. So I think it could hurt him more, because Belichick can, you know, they can bring in other free agents. They can draft and everything. They can build that team up again and make them respectable. So I think it probably would hurt Brady a little bit more. Because he said he's on the, kind of on the back end of his career.
Yeah. So you and me, let's see, we had some games that happened. I think week 16 and 17 are what we need to cover. I'm looking at some of the scores now. None of them were like really huge, big blowouts. Not like that college game that was on the other day.
No, not at all, man.
Wasn't that the LSU game when they put up like 50 something like the first half?
Yeah, it was like a blowout. Like, geez.
Like, all right, y'all can calm down now. Like,
that's right.
No need to do all that.
The mercy rule, man.
I don't think there was one because I think they ended up taking out their starter and putting in their second stringer.
Oh wow.
Yeah, but I mean, even still, you a college team putting up them kind of numbers in the first half? Like, come on. And there is no easing up.
Video game numbers, man.
Hey, I've never put them kind of numbers up in a video game.
No.
Never done that, brother.
Oh,
I wish.
Wish? Never oh, done yeah. That. Oh, yeah.
We all wish.
Yes.
But it looks like week 16, we had Green Bay at Minnesota. Green Bay was victorious in that one. We had the Chiefs taking out the Bears 26-3. So that was honestly probably the only blowout, it looks like.
Yeah.
Cardinals 27-13 over the Seahawks. Eagles beating the Cowboys. Raiders and Chargers. Raiders beating out the Chargers. My boy Phil can't catch a damn break.
I know, man. I mean, I don't know, man. You think it's the end for him? You think he might go out someplace else too? Or what do you think about him?
I don't see him going anywhere else. I see him riding off in the sunset. Sadly, without something shiny on his ring finger, but I don't see Philip doing it anymore, man. If he can't do it with, honestly, let's face it, there's talent on that San Diego team, man.
Oh, it is.
I mean, I guess what the LA Chargers, whatever, San Diego, LA, whoever.
Yeah,
but there's talent on that team.
Oh, without question, man. Without question.
And I think you're seeing kind of the decline of Philip. I don't think it's more of a decline. I think it's frustration. I think he's tired. And I think it's tired of the fact that he knows the caliber of talent he has. He knows the caliber of quarterback he is. And he can't do anything.
He can't do it anymore.
Yeah, and I think that's more what it is. It's like, he's like, I'm just tired.
I'm just worn out. I can't do it anymore.
And, like, I mean, I would be that kind of guy, you know, putting up those consistent numbers like he does, and all of a sudden I have nothing to show for it. Like, come on. Like, there's got to be some kind of break. Now, I mean, if they do let him go, maybe I see him trying to go to another team and show, you know, hey, I ain't dead yet, and maybe going off and trying to win a ring with another team. But I honestly think unless he's physically able to do it, his mindset, his mentality is right, I honestly just see him, if they let him go, retiring at the end of the season. Even if they don't let him go, I see him retiring. Just because and if he retires, then you know that he's just physically, like, exhausted from not having anything to show with the kind of Hall of Fame seasons he's had in his career. You know? And I've said that before, you know, and we've all said that the ring eluding him, well, I don't think the ring eluding him, but, you know, you've said, you know, other people said the ring eluding him will keep him out of a first ballot Hall of Fame spot. Personally, I don't think so. But.
Yeah, I think he'll still be a first ballot Hall of Famer. But the only thing that would probably, you know, stop him from that, because you look at also who came out of that draft too, Roethlisberger and Eli, they both got rich too. That might be the only thing that would stop him from, you know, being a first ballot. But his numbers and everything scream first ballot Hall of Fame.
And that's the one thing.
That'd be the only knock against him, I think.
Is that the fact that baby Eli, baby Manning or whoever, he's got two rings, and he's got two rings over the GOAT, apparently, from what people call
him. He never even got to a Super Bowl. He'd at least gotten to a Super Bowl. And those two already got rings, so that might be the only thing that might hold him up.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely, it's definitely hard, you know. I hate seeing, especially a guy of his caliber, just not win anything.
Yeah, it's not, because he's so talented. He's very talented.
Yeah, man, it's hard to watch. Then week 16, we had the Lions losing to the Broncos 27-17. We had the Dolphins beating the Bengals by 3. We had the Giants beating the Redskins. I know that one hurts you a little bit.
Yeah, it does, but hey, it's okay. It helped us get a good graphic, so we're okay.
The Saints losing to the Titans. We had the Colts beating the Panthers. We had the Ravens beating the Browns. And we had the Jets. And this one shocked me, but I was kind of, it wasn't a high-scoring game, but I was still in shock. We had the Jets beating the Steelers.
I know. The Jets have pulled off a couple of big wins this year. That one and that one game against Dallas, man. We're like, wow. You know, you didn't see that coming from this team.
Then we had week 17, the week that just passed us. We had 49ers taking on the Seahawks. 49ers winning that one.
Well, that was a good
game. We had the Rams taking on the Cardinals, 31-24. They won. We had the oldest, probably the oldest rivalry in the NFL. We had the Dallas Cowboys taking on your boys, the Washington Redskins. We won't talk about the score of that one.
Yeah, we won't.
We had the Broncos over the Raiders by 1 point, 16-15. That sounds like a baseball score. We had the Eagles over the Giants, 34-17. The Jaguars over the Colts, Ravens over the Steelers, another rivalry that's, you know, up there within the NFL. We had the Titans over the Texans, Dolphins over the Patriots. We had the Packers over the Lions, the Falcons over the Buccaneers, and the Chiefs beating the Chargers 31-21. Now, a question for you is, because we know that you have the bracket in front of you and everything like that. Who are you surprised not to see in the NFL playoffs?
I hate this. A couple teams, actually. Dallas is one. I mean, like I said, all that talent on that team, there's no excuse for them not to be at least a playoff team. Cleveland. A lot of people still had them going to the Super Bowl. I didn't think they were going to go to the Super Bowl, I thought they would at least be a playoff team. They were a major letdown this year. And also the Rams.
Who was that?
The Cleveland Browns. The Browns.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the Rams, too. I mean, they were just in the Super Bowl the year before, and then they don't even make the playoffs, too. So probably those three, Dallas, Cleveland, and the Rams. So probably the three teams I can think of off the top of my head that should have been playoff teams this year.
I can see, I can agree with you about the Browns, because on paper, the Browns were probably, that was a stacked lineup.
Oh, my God.
So I can definitely agree with you on that.
Yes.
The Rams, I think the one thing that killed the Rams was the loss of Sue, man. I think
you're right about that. You're right. That did. That definitely hurt them.
Because, like, you know, that was the one thing. It was like you didn't know who to guard. You know, that defense basically, you know, kept that team in a lot of games last year. They've kept them in some this year. But I think without Ndamukong Suh and the way that defense was performing, I think you actually saw that maybe Jared Goff and Todd Gurley are not the best performers on that squad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely, I agree with you on the Rams. Who else is? I don't think the Jets are in it. No, because I don't think they have a lot of wins.
No.
Maybe they could stand in too, because I can tell you right now. I would have loved to have seen the Colts make it.
Yeah, they did. And considering, you know, they're losing Luck when they did, they still, you know, end up having, you know, a pretty good season. They ended up playing well, actually.
One of the teams that doesn't shock me, surprisingly, just because I think that they've lost the gusto of a few years ago. Matty Ice and the Falcons, man. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, they finished 7-9. 7-9, man. Though they played better down the stretch, but they started off the season awful. Awful.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Carolina, I'm not surprised about either. The Cam loss, definitely.
Yeah, once he went down, that was pretty much it for them.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I'm looking at some of my stuff, man. I'm gonna throw it to you. Is there anything that you noticed, or you had any notes about the stuff you wanted to discuss in the show?
Just the overall, just a general recap of the season. I mean, it's been a very good season, and you know, a lot of good games week to week, and then your boys in Baltimore, man, just kind of taking the league by storm, man. I mean, what they've been doing over there, man. And even last week when they put in RG3, RG3 got out there and was playing, and they were still out there balling. Had with their backups and reserves. That shows you the depth on that team, man. I mean,
I also think it helps that you had what once was a mobile quarterback in RG3, mm-hmm. and he's kind of learning from a guy who is basically what RG3 was, you know, a mobile quarterback. Oh, yeah. I think he's... Lamar's been learning and been you know, practicing with other people. You know, I think I heard he practiced, you know, trained with Vic a little bit. But I think the one thing about Lamar is he's also taught that, you know, tossed that down to RG3 and going, you know what? You can still be who you were. You're not going to be as quick as you probably used to be, but you can still be who you were. Mm-hmm. You know, and he probably taught him, you know, pocket passing and things like this. You know, RG3 would have probably been the savior of the Redskins.
Yeah, because I think stayed healthy, man, most definitely, he sure would have. The way he was playing that rookie season.
Oh yeah, definitely, man. I used to tell Redskins fans that he was the best quarterback y'all ever had, besides Jason Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Jason Campbell was probably one of the better quarterbacks I'd seen in Redskins the past 15 years.
He was. The only thing with him is they kept changing up the system on him. Like they had Gibbs in there, and they kept, you know, changing up the offense on him. How you expect the quarterback to get better when you're constantly like changing the system every year?
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I would say. You had no offensive line to protect him, mm-hmm. but you also had – he had, I think in his tenure with the Redskins, he had three different head coaches.
Yeah.
And how like, you no one can play on that.
No one. I don't care if you put Brady, Rodgers, anybody in there. With that type of, you know, scenario, they're not going to be successful.
Exactly. No, they're not, because you have to give your coach has to be able to connect with his players, but the quarterback has to be able to connect with his coach. And if you give the coach all but one season, they're not connected with anything.
No, they're not.
And that's the one thing I think that hurt the Redskins, you know, years ago. But it's a shame. It's just a shame.
It is. It really, really is.
And Buffalo is 10-10. Buffalo is 10-6. Good lord.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills coming up with, they about to make that not from a hockey town no more, but they about to make that a football town.
They really are, man. I mean, that's the first time they've won like 10 games, I think, since 99 when Doug Flutie was there quarterbacking.
Hey, Doug Flutie got a brand new video game coming out too.
I know. Yeah, we were talking about that. Yeah, that's gonna be interesting.
That's gonna be fun. I just saw some stuff on it on my break when I was in GameStop. Man, it's definitely gonna be interesting. I think that's
really cool. It looks really good.
I think that's them trying to get the NFL or the NCAA college football games being made again.
I think so, because we haven't seen a college game in a while. Last several years, we haven't had a college football game.
At least not. Well, yeah. I'll say Mayfield can be a legit franchise quarterback with a competent coach leading the way. I don't agree with that.
he's gotta humble himself. I mean,
exactly. Exactly.
And I was defending him and everything too, but I said, "Bro, you gotta humble yourself. You can't come in there with that cocky, you know, attitude. This ain't college. This is the pros. That's not gonna go in the pros, man. Humble."
Yeah, no, because he ended up yelling at a fan or something like that in the game they just had.
Did he? I don't know. I didn't hear that. Wouldn't shock me if he did. He's got that type of demeanor.
Yeah, I heard he had gotten into like some screaming match or something like that with a fan on the sideline, and I'm sitting there like, really, bro. This is the same stuff you pulled in college.
Oh wow! Nah, you can't be doing that. No,
I
can't defend that. Like, I was defending the guy, but no, I can't defend that, man.
Oh wait! Oh yeah, there we go. Jack Del Rio brought in as Redskins defensive coordinator.
That's a good move. I like it. I like it a lot.
What is this thing I heard about Antonio Brown now is going after the NFL? Did I hear about that correctly?
I know he had a workout last week with the Saints, and then he did this like Instagram video, was talking about all this whole thing with like a publicity stunt and everything.
That's what I heard. He said it was a publicity stunt.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with him. The dude's got problems, man. He's got some serious issues.
He needs to humble himself too really quick if he ever wants to play back in this. The one thing I was surprised about.
That hit him hard, man.
it hit his brain. It didn't hit something else. It hit his brain.
Hard, man.
One of the things I was surprised to see, man, is the Bears are sticking with Trubisky.
I heard that too.
Fired almost their entire offensive coaching
staff.
They got rid of their own O-line, their tight end coach, and assistant special teams coaches.
Mm-hmm. They did. Like, I heard that.
Y'all are cleaning house, but y'all gonna keep Mitchell? Like,
yeah,
it's gonna be the Redskins situation all over again. They're gonna bring in all these new people, and he ain't gonna know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. That's.
I was surprised by that.
I mean, I'm honestly surprised that I didn't see Mitchell go. But
and the thing that if they could have had Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson, they traded up in the draft to get Mitchell Trubisky. Like, really? I can't get over that.
Here we go. We got some other stuff out of here. Giants interviewing Mike McCarthy.
That'd be interesting.
I think he might bring... I mean, anything's going to bring some help to that. That's
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
The Browns will interview the Bills' offensive coordinator, Brian DeBole.
DeBole?
Yeah, I guess it's his name, DeBole.
DeBole, okay. Never heard
Jason Garrett's job still in limbo. Yes, for some odd reason.
Oh, just get it over with already. Just get rid of the guy. Come on,
just
now.
Fire him. Just do it.
That's right.
Just do it.
Just do it. Get it over with.
Richie Incognito agrees to 2-year deal, $14 million extension to stay in Oakland. Now, I'm sorry. It wasn't Incognito and the guy caught in a video rant dropping racial slurs and acting a fool.
He was. And wasn't he involved in the whole incident in Miami with the guy? Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised he's still even in the league.
I mean, you would be surprised, especially a team who didn't deal with Antonio Brown's. I mean, of course, Antonio Brown's kind of stuff is a little bit heavier weighing than mm-hmm. Richie Incognito's, but I mean, it's still poor on your organization, yet you're still going to keep him, but you drop Antonio Brown. Right. Like I said, neither one of their incidences are remotely the same. But this man was dropping, you know, N bombs and you know, picking a fight and acting a fool. You know, and that's the whole thing, is like, you're showing now that you're okay with bigotry on your team. And I think that's kind of one thing that Oakland Hatton should be stepping away from with him.
Oh, yeah, they should.
You know, like I said, you know, you got rid of Antonio Brown because of his situation. Like I said, it's a far more drastic, different situation. But if you're going to not tolerate one thing, you should not tolerate everything, especially something like that, especially with, you know, football being a sport of all ethnicities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't let that type of behavior fly. That's unacceptable, man. You can't do that.
Yeah, no, and that's the whole thing. It's like, you know, you have this guy who was caught on video. There is video evidence of him doing this, and he's. I don't even think he was ever fined by the league, which was a shock to me. But I don't know. We'll have to look into that and talk about that the next show.
Yeah, I'm not sure about all that, but still, you know, that type of behavior, you know, it can't fly this day and age, man.
No, it definitely can. Definitely can.
But see, they got you on tape too. Come on now.
Yeah, like no, like the whole. Apparently, the whole incident was like filmed by some like bystander or something like that, and. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm just like, okay, you're acting a fool. Like, and I was like, I kind of like you as a player, but it's like, you're going to sit there and act like a fool and do stupid things. Like, you know, that's not something, especially, you know, like you were saying, I cannot get behind and support you as a fan, you know?
You're right, no, exactly.
Ooh, here we go. The NFL free agency preview. Who are free agents this season? Drew Brees is a free agent.
Ooh.
Tom Brady. Oh, Tom Brady might be leaving. You might be right.
Yeah, I thought they were the free agent this year. Yep.
You might be right.
Yes, sir.
Wow, the Saints could lose both. I don't think they're going to lose both.
What, Bridgewater's a free agent too?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, they're not going to lose both of those guys. I don't see that happening.
Dak Prescott is a free agent. Philip Rivers.
Right, yeah, that's right.
There. Another name we talked about.
Yep.
Ryan Tannehill, I definitely see the Titans at least extending Ryan.
Oh, he definitely earned that contract. They definitely have to extend him.
Jameis Winston, I don't see the league leader in passing yards being, you know, let go, but you never know in this league.
Yeah, because he can play, but he just got to cut down on the turnovers. You can't be throwing 30 touchdowns and throw 30 picks. I mean, picks now, happen, but 30? Come on, now. That's too
now, big. Now here's the magical thing. We're heading into running backs now.
Uh-oh.
Guess who's the number one free agent on running backs?
Who?
Derrick Henry.
Yeah, somebody's going to lock him up. The Titans are definitely going to lock him up. Him and
Henry. But do you think Derrick Henry's going to want a Todd Gurley-sized contract? Or Aaron Donald-sized contract?
I don't know. It's tricky with the running back markets. Like I said, their shelf life is so small, you know. I don't know. He doesn't come off that type of player that's like, you know, greedy for money.
Oh, no, I completely agree with you. He's not money hungry, I think. But I think he's going to want his money. That's the thing. I don't see him being money hungry, but I don't see him sitting there if he gets like, you know, some, you know, $124 million. I don't see him sitting there saying, oh no, y'all, $4 million off. No, I see him going, you know what? Okay, this isn't a little right. Maybe I want a little bit longer. Maybe I want, if y'all gonna give me that much, maybe shorten my time with y'all or something. You know, I don't see him being like, oh no, y'all, $4 million off. I ain't signing with y'all. I don't see him that kind of guy.
No, he doesn't come off like that type
basically
of guy.
What you and me are saying, we don't see him being Bryce Harper.
No. He's not. No. Not at all.
We definitely don't see that. No. We got Kenyon Drake for the Arizona Cardinals as a free agent.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I can see them picking Melvin Gordon for the Chargers. I don't see the Chargers letting him go anytime soon.
No, I don't see that either.
LeSean McCoy for the Chiefs.
Shady McCoy.
That might be interesting. I don't know if I see him staying. I don't know if I see him retiring. Because isn't he old? Is he old?
He's been around for a little while because he spent all those years in Philly.
That's right. And he was in Buffalo too, wasn't he?
That's right. He was in Buffalo. Let me see. He's 31 years old. 31.
31. Maybe another two. Maybe another 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
We got Amari Cooper for the Cowboys. We're heading into wide receivers now. Amari Cooper for the Cowboys is a free agent coming up.
That's going to be interesting. Because if they give Dak that, if they franchise him, they might not be able to keep Cooper from what I heard. So.
Yeah, but see, if you're the Dallas organization, who are you franchise tagging, Cooper or are you franchise tagging Dak?
You gotta keep the quarterback.
You gotta keep okay. Yeah, I mean you can find talent in the draft pool.
Oh yeah, for wide receivers, yeah. But you got a quarterback, yeah. You gotta stick with the quarterback.
We got Robbie Anderson for the Jets, who, if I can remember correctly, recently has come up big for them and actually won them some of them games.
Very underrated receiver. I've been seeing him, you know, making some plays and everything out there. He's very underrated. I think he'll definitely, you know, warrant some interest.
Let's see. Then we got AJ Green for the Bengals.
If he's healthy, that's a good pickup for somebody, I think.
We got Emmanuel Sanders. I see the Niners re-signing Samuels. I don't see them letting him go or testing anything.
Yeah, no, they definitely want to keep him because he's played well since he's been over there with them.
And honestly, the last name on this list, I see retiring. Larry Fitzgerald, I don't see sticking with the. I don't see him playing much longer.
I don't. He's been around. It's like he's been around forever and everything. And he's, you know, he's adjusted his game. He's known how to play the slot and everything too. But I think he's, you know, it's time for him to hang him up.
Yeah, you hate to see it because of the caliber of player he is, but
yeah, and class guy.
I'd rather him, you know, retire and not risk injuring himself, you know, further on in his future.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Let's see. Then we got tight ends. We got Austin Hooper for Atlanta. We got Hunter Henry for the Chargers, Eric Ebron for the Colts, Tyler Eifert for the Bengals, and Jason Witten for the Cowboys. Witten's gone. I don't see him playing again.
Yeah, I don't. He came up for that 1 year. I don't see him. You know. Yeah,
I think that was his thing. He said to Jerry, you know what? I'll come up for a year. I'll come up for a season. But that's all I'm getting.
Right, especially if they make me playoffs or anything like that. I don't see him, you know, coming back.
Yeah, that's definitely not. Let's see what else we got now. Offensive line. I don't know if we really need to talk about O-liners. Brandon Sheriff for the Redskins.
Yeah, I know. His contract is...
Joe Tooney, I think.
Uh-huh.
Edge defenders. Yannick Ngakoue. I don't see the Jaguars letting him go anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. They're going to keep him.
Bud Dupree. Now, that's a name.
Oh, that's a name.
That's a name, boy.
That is definitely a name.
Javon Hargrave. Name. Shelby Harris. These are freaking defensive linemen now. Ooh, that's really nice. Oh, Corey Littleton. Off-ball linebacker. I see Littleton staying. Cornerbacks. Byron Jones, Chris Harris Jr., Cordell Fuller, Trey Waynes, James Bradbury. And let's see. Safeties, Justin Simmons, Anthony Harris, Jimmy Ward, Devin McCourty, haha, Clinton Dix.
Haha.
I think haha will be staying put.
Oh, yeah. That Bears defense is good. He's played good with them. I think he definitely would stay with them.
Definitely, man. Definitely. Is there anything else you think we missed or you want to talk about?
I think we covered pretty much the main stuff. You know, the coaching hires and stuff, and then the free agency stuff we just talked about, the playoffs and everything. I think we covered the main stuff.
I think we'll talk about, you know, MVPs a little bit more like that in the next show. Will be episode 10, mm-hmm. The second episode of the season. We may or may not have a special guest. I'm working on that. Maybe we'll get him in here, but maybe we'll get Jay on here and get Jay to. I don't think the three of us have been on the NFL.
No, not the football one. We did the last episode together. We haven't been on the did the football one together. We did the baseball one. Yeah, we haven't been on here, but yeah. Hey, Jay, you want to come on the next episode? Come on, Jay. I know when you edit this, you know. Come on, Jay. You know that you are, man.
Bleacher Report did their Players of the Decade. This is All-Decade NFL Awards.
Oh, okay.
Their quarterback, they have Tom Brady. Their running back, Adrian Peterson. Mm-hmm. Wide receiver, Julio Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Tight end, Rob Gronkowski. O-line, Joe Thomas. defensive lineman J.J. Watt, linebacker Luke Kuechly, corner Richard Sherman, and safety Earl Thomas. I can agree with that as players of the decade.
Yeah,
I can.
That's a good list.
I definitely don't see anything wrong with that. One thing I'm going to save on here is one thing we can discuss during the next show. It went away on me. Here we go. NFL players who will define the 2020s.
Oh, yeah, we can definitely.
And of course, on the article for that, they're showing Pat Mahomes. So that's definitely.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into that in the next episode. We can definitely have a, you know, a little time to think on that one.
But, yeah, man, I mean, I'm good with the show. If I'm good with it. And I'm going to kind of get in the boss a little bit. Got some, told my cut it short a little bit. So.
Okay.
Definitely being at work, it's a little bit harder. You know?
Yeah, hey, I understand, man. No worries.
I mean, we stretched it out to 57 minutes. So I mean, definitely a good show.
That's pretty good, man. That's usually about, you know, about our regular time. So that's good.
Definitely. We'll be back with you guys to discuss, I think, possibly the first round of the playoffs and then discuss the wild card games. But as you guys all know, we're ending it right here. We're going to leave a question for you guys on Twitter. Hit us up in the Twitterverse. Who do you see in the Super Bowl? Well, actually, we'll post that question out for you guys. Chris will get that out there throughout the week.
Right, I'm going to tweet that out right now, actually, for you guys.
And then we'll get it out through the week and through each week. But definitely, who do you guys see in the Super Bowl? Who do you want to see in the Super Bowl? And you guys follow me at WhoVNDude32 on Twitter. Also follow this podcast at 3andOutPodcast1 on Twitter. And Chris, I know you got some stuff, so go ahead and promote your stuff there, sir.
Yes, sir. As always, you guys can follow me on Twitter at MoneymakerChris, as well as Instagram, DCSportsFan23. Check out my writing on medium.com/@BrokenMoneymaker, as well as my Facebook page for my writing. The Cash In, where I post all my articles, as well as, you know, Football and Friends. I do all my football talk. I got football picks I'm going to put out. Probably I have them out by tonight for the wild card games this weekend. I have products for sale that, you know, promote my blogs. The Cash In and Football and Friends. I got t-shirts, hoodies, phone cases, a bunch of cool stuff. Storefrontier.com/Writer315, as well as teesprings.com/store/MoneymakerChris. A lot of cool stuff. Get you going for 2020. So definitely hit me up.
All right, guys. And two little bit more things we'll discuss next show, just because I forgot about them, actually. I do remember that Herman Boone recently passed away.
Oh.
For people who are not, I think it was either this year or last year, but for those of you not familiar with who Herman Boone is, Herman Boone is the coach of the famous T.C. Williams Titans. So we'll definitely have to look into that, but I believe that was this past season or this past year. And also the man who inspired the movie Radio passed away as well.
Yes, I did hear about that one too.
So definitely, maybe we'll get into a little bit of football movie talks our next episode. Maybe have a little bit of fun with it and discuss some football. But I just remember those two things. But we'll definitely do that. And I will see you guys in 2 weeks. And just remember, according to Shane Falco, there's a reason why girls don't play this game.
Nice one.
All right, Chris, I will bid you adieu, sir. And to everyone out there listening, everyone out there who follows us, and we appreciate your support. We love you guys, and we're still working on possibly maybe a live Super Bowl show, maybe also a live draft show. If Chris would be down for that, maybe we can keep track of the draft as it goes on.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'd be down for both of those. Yeah, so stay tuned for both of those, guys. We'll keep you guys posted.
All right, guys. You guys have a great night. Chris,
all right.
Have a good night, sir.
You too. Take care, guys. All right. Take care.